The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 22nd of November, 2008. It's the birthday of the woman who served as the model for Picasso's Weeping Woman portraits, Dora Maar, born in Tours, France, 1907, Theodora Markovitch. Even before she met Picasso, she had gained some fame for her surreal photographs of the reproductive parts of flowers. She was 29 years old when she met Picasso, who was 27 years older than she. They spoke in Spanish. She had grown up in Argentina. They formed a quick bond, moved in together within months. She was his lover. She was his muse. And Picasso had her pose as a grief-stricken woman carrying her dead child, which ironically was during one of the rare periods when Dora Maar was actually very happy being with Picasso. In 1945, after they had lived together for 9 years, Picasso fell in love with a younger woman, Francoise, and he dumped Dora Maar, who had a nervous collapse. She was found naked on the stairs outside her apartment, put in a psychiatric hospital in Paris, underwent electroshock therapy, gradually regained her health, but it was another decade before she produced her own art again. She kept all of the works of art that Picasso had made for her, kept them in her apartment on the left bank of Paris, where she died a recluse in 1997. And the following year, the pieces were auctioned off for $30 million. It's the feast day of St. Cecilia, the patron saint of musicians, because she sang to God as she died a martyr's death. She was born to a noble family in Rome near the end of the 2nd century A.D. She remained a virgin throughout her life, though she married a man named Valerian. But she persuaded him, though he was not a believer, that an angel had told her to remain a virgin. She sent him out to be baptized, and when he came back, he found her in her chamber with the angel. Both of them, Cecilia and Valerian, were martyred for their faith. The Romans put Cecilia in an overheated bathhouse, tried to kill her that way, but she found it rather pleasant, and so they beheaded her, and she lay bleeding and singing. And it was on this day, 1963, at 12:30 in the afternoon, President John F. Kennedy was fatally shot riding in a motorcade in Dallas, Texas. The Warren Commission published a report concluding that Lee Harvey Oswald had acted alone in shooting the president, a conclusion that today fewer than half of all Americans believe. The writer Don DeLillo, who wrote the novel Libra about the Kennedy assassination, said, "What has become unraveled since that afternoon in Dallas is the sense of a coherent reality most of us shared. We seem, from that moment, to have entered a world of randomness and ambiguity." Here's a poem for today by Marilyn Hacker, entitled Runaway's Cafe 2. "For once I hardly noticed what I ate, salmon and broccoli and Saint-Vérin. My elbow twitched like jumping beans, sweat ran into my shirt sleeves. Could I concentrate on anything but your leg against mine under the table? It was difficult, but I impersonated an adult looking at you and knocking back the wine. Now that we both want to know what we want, now that we both want to know what we know, it still behooves us to know what to do. Be circumspect, be generous, be brave, be honest, be together, and behave. At least I didn't get white sauce down my front." A poem by Marilyn Hacker, Runaway's Cafe 2, from Love, Death, and the Changing of the Seasons, published by W.W. Norton & Company, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Margaret Boehm, engineered by Thomas Schweitzer. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.